More than 6 months ago, Duke University and the city of Durham, North Carolina, were rocked by charges that Duke lacrosse players raped an exotic dancer at a team party. 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley got exclusive interviews with the three players charged in the case, including former co-captain Dave Evans.
Do you ever think that if this does go to trial, that if you're convicted, you could face a lot of time in prison? Do you ever think about that?
Would you?
Sure.
30 years, I could go to jail for something that never happens, based on a lie.
Ed Bradley's here with us this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Hannah.
You spoke to all three of these young men. Are they scared? They've all said they're innocent.
I think that they do have some fear. As Dave says, he's looking at 30 years in prison for something he says he didn't do. Based on the evidence, they feel they shouldn't be in this position. So they feel confident that they're innocent.
You've also spoken with the other dancer who was there that night, along with the accuser, a young lady named Kim Roberts. Let's take a look at that.
In the police statement, she describes the rape in this way. Three guys grabbed Nikki, that's you. Brett, Adam, and Matt grabbed me. They separated us at the master bedroom door while we tried to hold on to each other. Brett, Adam, and Matt took me into the bathroom. Were you holding on to each other? Were you pulled apart? Is that true?
No.
Did she give you any reason to believe that she had been assaulted or abused
No.
in any way?
Mm-mm.
None whatsoever?
Mm-mm.